Welcome back to The Fresh Start. I'm Aaron Brown, and right now we're chatting with Chris Freeman. He is a mentor and also the founder of DesignADecade.com. Think about yourself in 10 years. Where do you want to be, and what's it going to take to get there? That's what Design a Decade is all about. But Chris is going to join us each week to talk through life, and he's a mentor, so giving us some great advice in different areas of our lines of our lives. Rather, Chris joins us right now. Chris, great to have you back with us.
Yeah, great to be here. Aaron, really enjoyed last week.
Yeah, it was great to hear your story. And we want to encourage everyone to go check that out at remacatchup.com to hear Chris's story and his journey to faith. Now, this week, we're going to be looking at time. Now, admittedly, this is a topic I struggle with as a creative and as a kid growing up with ADHD. Why have you chosen to start our series with time?
Yeah, it's interesting. For those that have listened last week, a lot of my life was just around money. Not so much from a greed point of view, but I was just in positions where I made a lot and didn't do it well. But what I've found in the meantime is the financial issues that people have, which they usually come to us for, they're concentrating on, are really a symptom of the other two resources, how they use their time and what relationship help they've got to do their finance as well. So when we got those first 11 clients, we started to think about what's the topics of life in some sort of order that we can deliver to them. And so time, relationship, income, expenses are our resources that God's given us to work with. And then later on, we talk about planning and learning and health and lifestyle. That's about preparation and energy. And then you can get to the future with investment and things like that. So we started with time because it's limited and there's no shop.
Yep. Yeah, no, even the richest person in the world can't buy more time.
That's so,
yeah. Well, look, let's talk about it then. So, I mean, you know, you talk about looking 10 years ahead. I feel like for most people, there's a number. The number 65 is a number a lot of people think about, the retirement age. I know that fluctuates a little bit, 67 for some people, whatnot. But it's almost like we're always told to think ahead to then. You know, we're told to invest in a super and things like that. All good advice, of course.
Yep.
But you actually think 65 is the wrong number to be thinking about. Why is that?
Yeah, well, if we think about, let's say, the Australian old age pension, it came in the early 1900s when the average lifespan of a male was about 60. Think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
That was 11 years ago for me. And it was to help people who retired at 65 and lived longer, but it was only ever a few years for most people. And so it was there to help people for a few years before they passed on. But today, the average for men is in the 80s as it is for women. And so to live off that and for the government to be able to afford it in the years to come as we move through. And one of our things is hashtag eyes on 100 plus, because it's so evident now that people are living to much longer. So later on, they put superannuation in, well, take money off people and save it for them so they don't spend it, so they'll have it, which worked. But even then, the average age was about 72. Now, for the average person with all the costs of life just to save up and maybe invest in some ways to do them until much later life, it's much more difficult. So we want to break that thinking that 4 years at home, as I said last week, 20 years of study, 40 or 50 years of work, and then a few years off is fine. I'm not knocking that as a lifestyle, but can we set up so that we're going to be great after that? And one of the areas we work into, people want to move into some other form of income that gives them more flexibility earlier in life. But time's the key to that.
Yeah, well, that's it. You often hear people, obviously, often why people want more money. Obviously, there's concerns and material things and whatnot, and there's plenty to say about that. But it's usually that people want time. That's the thing they want more of, you know. If I earn more, then I can somehow take time off. And the irony is we end up investing so much time in trying to earn more. Yeah. And it's kind of this snake eating its own tail in a way. So what are a couple of important things we should think about to get the most out of our time?
Yeah, I think the most important one and the one we lead with is there's actually three levels of time. And the first one is when other people control the time. So here we are. What time do you start each day?
Yeah.
So it's work, organized sport, you've got to be there on time. The second is where it's two of you or more organizing a time that you all agree on. And so coffee, recreational sport, things like that. The third one is when you control the time and if it happens.
Yeah.
Think of the things that fit into that. Personal health and fitness, finance management, relationship with wife and kids and friends and whatever else. And that's the one that gets squeezed out in all the pressures of modern day time. So one of the things we ask people to do is, it's really interesting, is 168 hours a week, tell me how it's used each week. And very rarely is there organized time for those things I'm talking about. They get fit in around other things. But if you think about 9 to 5 work and some overtime and maybe 6 or 7 days, you can imagine how much is showing on that graph. So we want to walk alongside and help people to look at those level three things and how they can fit them in and agree as a family, if it's a family or a couple. And one of the ways that that can be done is, how do you handle requests for your time? And it's very easy to say yes to something. The first thing is, obviously, for every yes, there's a no somewhere else. And the second one's interesting. Check all expectations of all parties involved.
Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
I know of a situation where someone was asked to lead the Connect team at a church. They were so enthusiastic. Yeah, that'd be great. And they turned up on the Sunday and said, right, where's the team? And they said, oh, no, we need you to put a team together. Now, it was done quickly because someone had to let the former leader had to leave and the like. So I'm not knocking church for that, but that's an example. Aaron, can you do this at work? Yeah, sure. Oh, I didn't realize how long this was going to take and how much work there was. So it's checking out, you know, what's my expectations here? And if there's a bit of unknown, the really important thing is to have a review period or some conditions. So a lot of employment these days, there's a 90-day preparation period. So that's an example of it. But if we can think about the levels of time and how we answer requests for our time, we're a good chance of starting to get some habits and routines and schedules that allow us to look after all areas of life.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big thing for a lot of Christians, because we want to be servant-hearted and we want to help out, particularly in our churches or faith communities, but we can so often end up burning out or becoming worn down. And I love that idea of putting a trial period on it, because how many of us put our hand up for something and then feel like we can't ever leave it, because who'll pick it up even if it's actually wearing us out and stopping us from serving in other areas we're called to? But setting those boundaries actually sounds really freeing.
When we made our commitment to the Lord, which I wept about last week, we moved down to Newcastle to the church where we had visited and got saved in. And we were down there for 20-odd years before we moved up to back up to the Bay, which we did 4 years ago, attending a church up there. And we just went to this church. We'd served all that time, particularly Heather, in lots of ministries. But we went up there and we were just sitting in the congregation. But unfortunately, the pastor knew one of our previous pastors. And when they were on the phone, the previous pastor said, do you know who you got sitting in the back row? So at 69 years old, Heather jumps back into children's pastor.
Wow.
And that was 18 months ago. And the pastor did the right thing. He came and sat with me and he said, your wife said yes to children's pastor. Do you know what that takes? I said, yep. God's told me my job is to provide the environment for her to thrive while she's doing that. So away you go.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're talking about time. Is there anything else that we need to know or think about in terms of our understanding or perception of how to handle our time?
Yeah, the Design Decade program asks us to think about our three journeys. Tidy up the past, enjoy today, but prepare for a long future. Those things are three swimming lanes that you're in at the same time, parallel, not sequential. And it's important that we give time to those things.
Yeah, fantastic. So tidy up the past, it's obviously just dealing with the things. We actually want to enjoy the present. That's the point of it all. If we're only ever looking to the future, we eventually will get there and go, oh, where did it all go? But I love that idea too, that we're looking ahead as well. So that's fantastic. Well, some great thoughts there. We're chatting with Chris Freeman, and it's been great to chat with him. He's going to be on the show each week to give us some great advice around life. And he is, of course, a mentor, and he's with Design a Decade. And you know what, Chris? That wasn't as painful as I thought it would be.
And now you've got all the work to do.
Yeah, well, that's a problem, isn't it? It's hearing and then doing. If you want to find out more about Chris and Design a Decade, you can go to designadecade.com. And, of course, to listen to more of our conversations with Chris, including hearing his journey of faith, go to remacatchup.com. You're on The Fresh Start.